It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. When Tiny Whitefish Energy out of Montana was awarded a $300 million contract to rebuild Puerto Rico's devastated infrastructure after Maria, the public outcry forced the island's power authority, called PREPA, to scrap that deal. Meanwhile, a separate deal worth $200 million went almost unnoticed. PREPA gave a contract to Cobra Acquisitions LLC. They're a tiny subsidiary of Oklahoma-based fossil fuel company Mammoth Energy Services. The deal has brought memories of the Whitefish debacle back for people in Puerto Rico. Kate Aronoff is a writing fellow at In These Times, and she wrote about this deal for The Intercept. Kate, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thanks for having me.
What do we know about Cobra and the deal that it got?
So, like you said, Cobra is a really tiny company. It's a wholly owned subsidiary of Mammoth Energy Services, which provides a range of services for fracking companies, for other companies that deal with fossil fuel extraction. So everything from drilling to housing workers on work sites for fracking rigs, for other kinds of extractive services. And Cobra was established earlier this year in April from the merger of two small companies. So they bought both of these companies in total for about $8 million. We only know the name of one of them. That's Higher Power Energy, and that's out of Texas. And they presumably have some experience dealing with investor-owned utilities, but we don't know much about what that experience looks like. And they've been really untransparent about who their leadership is, where they've done this type of work before, and just exactly what all is Cobra Energy.
What is Cobra supposed to do for this $200 million that they're getting?
So they have a contract to repair generation and transmission services. So that means they're not dealing with the sourcing of energy. So they're not, you know, getting power plants back online, but really all of these down power lines that were destroyed and really leveled in Hurricane Maria.
So there's been all this attention to these contracts after Maria, but also about PREPA itself, the Puerto Rican Electrical Power Authority, and its contracting practices. This was the conversation around Whitefish. PREPA did not enter into any mutual aid agreements after Maria. These are typical agreements between utilities. Hey, you have 100 trucks, we have a hurricane, send them over. This did not happen in Puerto Rico. And we've also learned over the last several weeks that PREPA has a long history of unfulfilled contracts and some shady contracts as well. What's going on here?
Right, exactly. This is the thing that's so confusing about both Whitefish and Cobra is that there are these mutual aid agreements, which are the sort of par for the course of how utilities deal with disasters. And they didn't do this. And PREPA has been really untransparent and corrupt for years. And it's important to understand, too, that there's a lot of different layers to this story in that these contracts are taking place in the context of a longstanding push to privatize PREPA. And so you have, on the one hand, people saying, you know, this is evidence that PREPA is totally unqualified to run this utility. It should be taken over entirely, which is a sort of line of the Fiscal Control Board, congressionally appointed body now overseeing Puerto Rico's finances. And on the other hand, you know, you want to maybe have a public utility rather than sort of selling this off to the highest bidder. And so it's this real sort of gray area in terms of, you know, who are the heroes in this fight. I mean, certainly Whitefish seems like a clear sort of foe, a clear bad guy. But yeah, in terms of actually what to look for is a sort of hopeful in this. It's really a lot of murky, untransparent work.
What will tell us over the next couple of weeks about whether the Cobra deal, $200 million, is legit?
I think we just have to wait and see. By all accounts, they are, you know, probably more experienced than Whitefish. Whitefish is sort of fantastically terrible. But I think we'll have to see if the results bear out. How is Cobra comparing to other utilities which are coming in now that there are mutual aid agreements in place? And there's also other contracts to pay attention to in terms of rebuilding PREPA. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is handing out contracts. The Department of Energy is handing out contracts. So I think those are worth paying attention to as well, and not just the ones that PREPA has entered into directly.
Kate Aronoff with The Intercept, writing about Cobra Energy in Puerto Rico. Kate, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Support for The Takeaway comes from Babbel, a language app that teaches real-life conversations in a new language like Spanish, French, and German. Babbel's 10 to 15-minute lessons are available in the App Store or online at Babbel, BABBEL.com.